enter this community of love and service. Rejoice in celebration of all those who have mothered us and who have fathered us. Come into this hour of togetherness. Welcome all to this celebration of Mothering Fathering Day. Because our regular church year ends before Father's Day, we decided to do a dual celebration today. This is a multi-generational service where all ages are present for the entire worship hour. Several times a year this happens here at First Parish. The people who marched in the song represent different configurations of families, a teacher and his student, and the parenting, the fathering that goes on there, a dad and his daughter, a mother and her son, two parents, parents of different sexual preferences. We're here to celebrate that parenting happens across many ways and by many different kinds of people. A call out of special welcome to anyone who is visiting here today. We would very much like to greet you after the service, so if you'll walk with us across the courtyard to Scott Hall. And if you'll take a red mug over there for your coffee or tea or water, we'll know who you are. And Pete Allen has a blue mug, and you can find him if you're feeling lonely and would like to ask some questions. We all have been parented. We all have parented other living beings in some way. Today we pause to reflect upon some aspects of parenting, to hear stories, to say thank you. We are surely aware that there are many shades of experience in how we have been parented, not all positive. But just for today, we celebrate mostly what is positive in the parenting backgrounds we have and in the parenting we do right now. It is good to be together for this hour of celebration. And I'll ask our chalice lighters to come forward, Laura and Gordon. The word parenting comes from a Latin word meaning to bring forth. By this light, we recognize our faith that there is a light within every person. All are inherently worthy. We celebrate those who patiently and creatively make commitments to bring forth that light in others. So, as part of our chalice lighting, thank you. Dylan Stewart, age 9, will play Maple Leaf Drag today, and we honor the light of his talent that shines in the world, and we celebrate his parents, Lee and Arta, who have helped bring this particular talent to its fullness. Please rise for our song of affirmation and opening words.
Oh, God, we call the skies. Let storms of hope and faith arise. This is our great covenant, one with another and with our God.
Please be seated.
Today we celebrate. We celebrate all kinds of parents and the work they do to sustain us in their action, their presence, or through our memory of them. We have chosen to highlight six goals of parenting that we value highly. We each bring many experiences of being parented and of parenting others. It's a mixed bag for everyone, really. Not every experience is of goodness. We honor all realities, but at the same time, we are here to wholeheartedly give thanks and celebrate those who have been good enough to parent us. And so, let us honor today all of the ways we mother and father in the world. We care for animals, for adopted children, for birth children, for friends, and the children of our friends. Some are parents to our grandchildren, or nieces, or nephews. We parent with a partner or as single people. We know that it takes a village to raise a child well. Today, we hold up the parenting village and how it can foster selfhood, otherhood, gratitude, a sense of wonder, service to the world, and humor.
Selfhood. All of the anecdotes we share today have been told to us by people we know or something we ourselves have experienced. As to selfhood, this person writes, I was born without a thumb on my left hand. My parents never made too big a deal about it. I didn't always like it, but it didn't hold me back in most ways. As I grew, it was discovered that my arm would not grow to the same length as the other arm. Already it was quite a bit shorter. When I was 7, my parents told me that I could choose to have surgery on my arm that would help the bones grow. They told me that they wanted me to make the decision. I learned about how long the recovery was, what they would actually be doing, and what I could or could not do in the 8 months of recovery. I said, I already have lived without a thumb, so I don't mind living with an arm that is a little bit shorter. I do not want to miss my life for a benefit that I don't think is that important. That my parents let me make the decision in the first place started me on the road of trusting my own judgment about my own life. And my decision ultimately helped me to embrace my physical self just as I was, and to also realize how much more than that I am. We give thanks for parents who have taught us to trust ourselves because they have respected our choices whenever they could. Thank you to parents who teach their children to accept whatever limitations they have and to choose life within them.
One of life's greatest lessons is appreciating yourself, is learning from failure. Too often we understand failure as bad or undesirable, to be avoided at all costs. But of course, failure is a necessary part of life. So let's celebrate some failure. In a minute, I'm going to ask for someone to share a failure, and we are going to celebrate it. All right, we're going to cheer, we're going to applaud, we're going to say, woohoo, you failed. So here, I will start. I scheduled a water meter replacement for yesterday at 1 o'clock and found myself at the grocery store at 1:30, completely having forgotten the appointment. I feel like I'm learning and growing already. So let's hear from someone else.
Thank you.
And so with these failures, we grow, we do better, we repair our homework, we complete our homework with the time that is left, we schedule a new water replacement for our meter, we find a new life's path. Thank you all for sharing.
So here's a little affirmation that families can do, or parents can teach their children, or children can teach their parents. Not every day is wonderful in anyone's life, so sometimes we have to remind ourselves of our own goodness. So if you would rub your hands together, get them warm, place them over your heart, and repeat after me. There is only one me. I am unique and beautiful just as I am.
I am unique and beautiful just as I am.
I am loved and loving.
I am loved and loving.
You can even put movements to it. There is only one me.
There is only one me.
I am unique and beautiful just as I am.
I am unique and beautiful just as I am.
I am loved.
And so, on to otherhood. My sister and I were complaining that we did not get everything we wanted for Christmas. Our dad overheard us. He told us that we were going to go somewhere that might just change our mind about whether or not we got enough for Christmas. A week later, we went to a shelter for homeless families and served dinner. He really didn't have to say anything for us to change our perspective and to realize our great good fortune.
Thank you to all who have parented us into knowing that life's greatest meaning is in learning to love others, in accepting that each person has inherent worth. We begin to realize that we all share the same heartbeat, the heartbeat of the rhythm of life.
And so today we are going to try and tap into each other's heartbeat. Who here has done the wave? All right, this is gonna be a heartbeat wave. It's gonna start with Kathleen, it's gonna move to the front row, and then it will snake its way through the pews all the way to the back, and I would like you to pass it to the back of this row of pews, and then it will snake its way through until it ends up here with Vicky. Vicky, you're gonna send it up to Nathan. Nathan, you're gonna pick it up, and you're gonna take it. And the next person next to you is going to start the heartbeat, and it's going to wrap all the way around until it ends with you, sir.
And the way you pass it is simply by starting on your pew or somewhere where you can tap out a rhythm. So I'll start, and Matt will go first and send it to William, and so on and so on. Doesn't have to be a long heartbeat at every one person. Just listen. There's something we can do. Because we know we are all connected in life's heartbeat, and because we Unitarian Universalists want to teach one another and to teach our children about the light in other people, who knows what the word namaste means? That's all right. You thought you knew. It's from the Hindu tradition, and so we're going to just do namaste, which means what? I honor the light within you. And you put your hands together and just bow. So if you're having a conflict with somebody, like your mom or your dad or your brother or sister, this is a really good thing to sort of diffuse the conflict. Just go, I honor the light within you. Namaste. That's even better. The light within me honors the light within you. Do that once more. The light within me honors the light within you. This is a time when we honor that we all have joys and we all have sorrows, that we want to celebrate with one another and also to support one another in hard times. We light this candle for Steve Greeley from Claudia Kean, for sharing his beautiful music with us. We light this candle for the chancel decorations supplied by the parish, First Parish's Women's Circle, in honor or in memory of their mothers. Marianne Orlando is celebrating that Natick Libraries in Framingham will be exhibiting her illustrations this summer. Tom Greeley lights a candle for Chris Walsh. Struggling with illness, prayers and thoughts go to him. gratitude, Diane Bassett lights a candle for everyone who showed up yesterday from here to put together the Framingham Community Farm. It was multi-generational, inclusive, and joyful, and a lot of good, hard work, all completed before the rain came. So thank you all who showed up. And for Jessie, who, with a grant from her college, is building this community farm. Ben Long lights a candle for his 26th birthday and his graduation coming up. Jennifer and Richard Safran celebrated their 35th anniversary on Monday. And we light this candle for something we really want to recognize today, that many of us here have lost people who have parented us, mothers or fathers. And on days like this, sometimes they come to mind and we feel a little sad. So in our community, we do a little memory thing on Mother's Father's Day, so that we're going to be silent for as long as it takes. And if you would like to call out, we'll all shut our eyes and be silent if you'd like to call out the name of a parent you've lost who you miss and want to honor. So take a moment and close your eyes and just take a few breaths. And feel the energy of the heartbeat of this community. Breathe it in. We all become who we are because we have been parented by mostly selfless people who've gone the miles with us. So in this silence that follows, feel free to call out a name of someone you would like to remember and honor on this Fathering, Mothering Day. Don't worry if you interfere with someone else. We'll just have a cacophony of memory. We offer this prayer of thanks for those upon whose shoulders we stand. Amen, and blessed be.
and so on gratitude. When I was very little, my mother started having us share two things we were grateful for when she tucked me in. There was never a shortage of things to name. And even when I became too old to be tucked in, I continued this gratitude habit. Now that I am old and I still count my blessings, this has made all the difference. We honor all those who have taught us to find ways to offer gratitude for our lives, whatever they may bring.
Would you take a moment and think about something you're grateful for right at this very moment? Something that you would like to say thank you for, something that you really appreciate. And it could happen that the spotlight will be on you, and you'll say either, "I'd rather keep this private," or "I am grateful for," or "I give thanks for, whatever it is that you've thought of. So take a moment and shut your eyes and think of some things you're grateful for. The spotlight is on you.
I'm grateful for the love of nature.
The spotlight is on you.
I'm grateful for my new Massachusetts friends.
The spotlight is on you. And the spotlight is on you.
I'm grateful for my home of 30 years.
The spotlight is on you.
I'm grateful for all I've accomplished so far, my family and friends.
Spotlight is on you, Lauren.
I'm grateful for the happy that you're in.
How about Jack and Leslie, what are you thanking? This community and the adoption community. And Ann Tavel, the spotlight's on you.
Oh, I'm grateful for my children.
Tom Greeley. Deep breath. We are all so very fortunate, and it feels good together to be grateful and to say what we're grateful for.
And so, with great thanks in all of our hearts, we now give and receive the morning offering.
parenting toward a sense of wonder. My grandmother and I used to take a blanket and go into the backyard after dark, lie on our backs, and wonder about life. I learned there the constellation stories and about how the moon gets bigger and smaller. We sang songs and sometimes just watched in silence. The night sky always takes my breath away to this day. Because wonder keeps us curious and interested in our lives, and because it helps us not to be so self-absorbed, thank you to anyone who has taught us to be in a state of awe at this beautiful world as often as possible.
So let's practice this sense of wonder and of curiosity. Take a minute to look at your hands. Notice its shape. Notice how your fingers wiggle and move. Notice your nail beds. Notice the wrinkles in your knuckles. As you look at your hand, think of something that you have created. It could be a piece of art, some music. Maybe you cooked something in the kitchen. It could be a garden that you have nurtured. What have you made with your wonderful, wonderful hands? Put your hands together and think about a time that your hands have brought comfort or love to another. Now, can we hold hands together? We are in awe of how strong we are and for what we create with our hands. We are full of wonder about all of the love that we can bring forth through our very own hands. Please rise now as you are able and join us in singing of the hymn number 123, Spirit of Life. And now a story on justice and service to our world. My mother and my two young daughters and my mother and my two-year-old daughter and I went to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. We wore pink hats with ears, and we showed up for what we believed in. I want my daughter to start early to practice showing up for justice, raising her voice for sacred democratic values. Of course, a two-year-old cannot know the details, but we kept on asking her, "Are you ready to march for love?" She would smile and nod and move her little feet forward. It is everyone's job to parent the world, to bring forth its light and not its darkness. Children learn what they live. For all of the feet showing up for love and for justice, we honor the parents who knew to act like the change they wanted to see.
I know many of you in a multi-generational way, do things together to help the world. So I'm wondering if a few people can mention something you have done with people of different ages or with your family. Something that helps the world.
Sung in the chalice choir.
Sung in the chalice choir, helping the worship service.
Singing in the adult
choir. I went to a practice recently, and it's a lot of work what they prepare for us. Yesterday, there were people out at the garden of all ages. Putting flags on veterans' graves in the cemetery to honor them.
Taking food to the ill.
Raising a daughter who's about to graduate from college and is fiercely devoted to fighting injustice.
One more.
Helping to raise brothers and sisters.
And so, a story on humor. My uncle raised me. One day, he left this very note on the refrigerator.
Can you read this?
Can someone volunteer to read it aloud for us, nice and strong?
So this is what a 13-year-old found on the refrigerator.
Wi-Fi password for today. Trash out, change sheets, feed dog, hug me at least 2 times.
Parents who are playfully giving a great gift to our children are to be thanked. Thank you for those who make funny faces, who blow raspberries on our tummies, and who generally clown around. For we are made more resilient by this light-heartedness and more joyful. Today we'll be having a red nose communion. We are dead serious. Please come forward and receive, or we'll pass the round. Your red nose, please put it on with all the honor it deserves.
Thank you.
Wowie. So I want you to pretend like you have a bow and arrow in your hand. And when we pull it back, we're going to take a big breath. And when we let go, we're going to go start doing ha, 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 ha. Okay, ready? Let's just do one ha first. Deep breath. Ha!
Okay.
All right. Deep breath. Two ha's. Ha, ha! And now just ha, ha, ha your little heart out. Well done. Oh, yeah, you can if you'd like. It's not easy to breathe with those things. Humor goes a long way, and they say angels can fly because they treat themselves lightly. This almost concludes our mother and fathering celebration. We're going to sing a Raffi song called All I Really Need. Who knows this? Oh, good, good, good. You should have the words with you. Rise as you're able. Well done. Please be seated. Our benediction today is visual and auditory. If you if you can't see the screen, you can stand up or move around to be in a place where you can. And while this is not an all-inclusive video, you might be surprised at who you see in it.